Welcome to Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm Allison Kay. I'm a 30-year health and fitness veteran turned business strategist and retreat master. And every Thursday, we're talking about what it takes to create client experiences that actually matter. Because here's what I've noticed. Client experiences have become impersonal, transactional, digital only, and frankly, boring. There, I said it. But the truth is, a client experience is so much more than a transaction. It's about what goes into creating transformation, the strategy behind it, the intentionality, and the human connection. And that's what we're exploring on this show. Whether you're building retreats, hosting events, creating high-touch programs, or reimagining how you serve your clients, this is where we talk about how business owners can create different experiences within their businesses. Experiences that don't just serve clients, they transform them. So if you're ready to go beyond the same old automated funnels and cookie cutter approaches, you're in the right place. Let's dive in and get into the show. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks again for tuning in this week for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And the way I like to talk about the client experience is, this is literally like self-care for your business. And on that note, we usually talk about the client experience from one of two angles. We always want to talk about how we can massively enhance customer value, but we also want to help highlight the actual result that we help our clients get. And so a lot of my guests, we focus on their process for how they create not just a client experience, but how they help their clients get results. We're going to take that one step further today. Today, my guest is Gwen Bortner, who is the founder of Everyday Effectiveness. She specializes in working with female entrepreneurs on a subject that I think you're going to find very interesting, which is accountability. And this speaks very dear to my health and fitness heart, why we all need accountability, often for the things that we really don't want to be reminded of. Thanks for joining me today.
I am so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Allison. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So tell us first a little bit about you. You and I were talking a little bit about this before we hit record. I'd like to know, I know my audience would like to know a little bit more about your background before we dive into the real goods.
So I've been working in various spaces and industries for over 40 years now. And part of my background is this very, very diverse experience, because most of my career, I've worked in some sort of 1099 freelance, you know, jumping in and out of businesses, kind of, you know, consulting sort of capacity. And so that's allowed me to see the back ends of lots and lots of different types of businesses. And over that process, one of the things that I've discovered and is one of the things that we leverage heavily now in Everyday Effectiveness is the importance of accountability, and that accountability is necessarily a feel-good process. It can be a feel-good process. But it's really where we can see the needle move on things. And by doing it consistently over time, we can see, you know, huge improvements in, you know, whether it's HR or finance or, you know, your IT 100%. Or your operations or, you know, any of those things. And so it's kind of the thread that ultimately runs through all of those things.
Yeah, I love that. So, and you primarily work with female entrepreneurs, is that right?
Right. In my private business advisory practice, I focus on working with women entrepreneurs. But I've recently started a kind of a separate practice that is a training practice. Training other people to be able to use the system that we've developed within their own environments. And that's for, you know, any size environments, corporate, male, female.
And that's around the accountability that we were talking
about. That is around the accountability piece about how
to really leverage it. Let's start there, because as I was sharing with you and my audience knows about me, I've spent the last 30 years in the health and fitness industry. So when anyone talks accountability, that's like music to my ears, because when I first started my career as a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor, it's like, why do people hire trainers and coaches? Because they need the accountability. I mean,
exactly. To
put it bluntly, human beings really suck at follow through. You know, it's like, we really are not good.
That is so concise and accurate.
Well, and it's like, I mean, like no filter too, right? But it's like, but it's so true. It's like, and if we were good at it, think about it. Nobody would fall off track with their program. Nobody would fall off track with their goals. People would just say, you know what? I'm going to go make $1 million
and they would go and do all the things to make $1 million, right? So the reality is that accountability is not new. It's not a new subject. And regardless of whether you're working on yourself or your business or something else, we all need accountability. But I have to ask you, why do people struggle with accountability?
Well, I think there's multiple reasons. One of the reasons I feel like people struggle with it now more than maybe in history, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, because like you said, always a struggle, is I think the definition has gotten out of whack enough that we aren't really talking about accountability when we're using the word accountability.
And so
whenever I talk about it, one of the first things I want to say is how I define accountability, because most people who are thinking about accountability are really thinking about task management. Did you do the thing? Did you not do the thing?
To put it bluntly, right?
Babysit, just like check yes, you know.
Let me just make sure you're doing this, you know, keep honest, whatever you want to talk about.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to hound you. I'm going to do all of those things. None of that's in my world accountability.
Yeah.
For me, accountability is about having an actual conversation with another person. So when people talk about self-accountability, that to me is more like reliability, you know, because it really takes a, it's not the voice in your head. You actually want to have it with another person who's not in your head.
Right.
And to me, it's about problem solving and reflection. And so it's not about saying, did you or didn't you? I mean, that's the first part of the question. If you did, it's about saying, was that the best way? Should we do more of that? You know, that's the reflection part. If you didn't, it can be, so what actually kept that from happening? Let's do some problem solving so that we don't just stick in this cycle. Of not getting the thing done. And to me, that's where the real accountability is different. So that's the first piece. And then the second piece of why accountability is challenging is because it's challenging. It's not all about, oh, I feel good and I feel wonderful. And, you know, all it's asking hard questions.
Yeah.
It's being willing to be open to that reflective process, which isn't necessarily a comfortable kind of process.
Totally. Yeah, totally. And I think there's a phrase that my coach uses. She calls it RTT, radical truth telling. And I think, you know, at any point in time, whether it's something in our life or our business or whatever, it's like, I think we always have to have those moments where we have to just like say, look, here's really what's going on. And when we do that, we're being accountable, not just to the other person, but to ourselves too.
Right. And that, to me, that's where that real accountability comes in, is that reflection process. And, and you know, sometimes the thing we see in the mirror isn't really the thing that we want to see, and be able to say, okay, but that's really what's happening.
Yeah.
And let's figure out a practical, realistic way that we can address it and not just do some, you know, magic pie in the sky. It's going to, you know, poop, it's going to appear.
So let's talk about this from a business perspective first then. So, because like I said, on the show, I like to highlight the actual client experience, what goes into it, how we're actually able to help people get results. So talk to me a little bit about your perspective then on how accountability fits into that. Let's talk first just from the business perspective, because that's obviously what you do.
Yeah. So from the business perspective, the thing about for us, for accountability is, are we actually doing the things that we really need to be doing, as opposed to the things that make us feel like we're productive, feel like we're busy, right? And then when you talk about the client experience, are we actually focusing on them, or are we making it easy on us, right?
That's a very interesting question.
You know, because sometimes you know, it's like, oh, we have a great client onboarding experience. It's like, is it great for you? Is it great for them?
Yeah.
Right? Because if it's great for you, that's fine. But if it's not great for them, then I wouldn't call it a great client onboarding experience, right?
Yeah.
And so it's doing that process of reflecting and saying, where could we be better? What can we, you know, what can we do? And to me, this is also where, you know, where we use the accountability is to say, are our processes really working the way that we need them to work? And being able to do that from that multiple perspective, like I said, when we're talking about client experience, is the experience that we perceive the client the same as what the client perceives?
Yeah, interesting. So, because if there is a disconnect there, then that definitely affects the client experience, right? And a lot of people, a lot of what I've noticed a lot, I have some colleagues who do some work in this area. what I've noticed a lot is that it's not always once the client gets in the container and that we work with them on getting the result, but we want them to have the best possible start, right? And that's the
right.
Right? That's like giving them, like, that's like coming in the front door and this is your first view, right? Of like what you can expect.
Well, and so the process that we've developed and leverage is a weekly check-in. It's done asynchronously, so we don't have to, you know, time it exactly. Mm-hmm. It's done in a written document, not in anything else, because we want them to be able to go back and see how far they came in their process. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's another thing when we're working with clients, you know, particularly if we're doing any sort of coaching, consulting, advisory, you know, services, part of the value is for them to be able to see, I started here and I've ended up here, which is so much, you know, either is the goal or so much closer to the goal. And if we're working with, you know, other entrepreneurs, I mean, this has always been my experience. Maybe yours has been different, but it seems to be pretty consistent, is entrepreneurs love to move the goalpost just before they hit it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And they focus on what isn't working instead of often what is yep. working. And so we forget to like look behind us and say, oh my gosh, I actually have come this huge, huge distance.
Yeah.
I just remember that, you know, today I didn't do the thing I was supposed to do.
Or nothing's working today, you know?
Yeah, nothing is working today.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have to be honest, I've actually found myself in those situations too. Like we're human beings, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons we like our written document asynchronous format, because from sometimes we have to say, so what I'd like you to do is go back and read 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
See where you are today.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. Oh yeah, I totally like we blank it out because yeah. we're just so focused on the next thing, yeah. the next thing, the next thing, you know, the yeah. next thing. So for me, that's a huge piece of being able to create that environment. One of the other things that we do to hold ourselves accountable to our clients is I have what I call my no guarantee guarantee. Which is
okay.
Which is you pay me month to month. You don't. We have no commitment, no long-term contract, no any sort of commitment financially. If you're not happy, if you're not getting the result, then we don't. We shouldn't continue to work together. We need to find you somebody else to get you the yeah. result that you
no
want.
Guarantee. I have to say, I don't think I've ever heard it put quite like that.
Yeah,
heard it's like month to month, like no long term commitment, but no guarantee.
Yeah, I call it my no guarantee.
Way to put it.
Yeah, because if it's not working for any reason, whether it's our side or your side, it doesn't matter. It's
yeah.
not working, right?
Yeah.
And my goal is for it to be working, and so that allows both of us to hold each other accountable, because sometimes I've taken advantage of the no guarantee, which is like, this doesn't feel like this is actually moving the needle for you. We need to stop this engagement. And other times they're like, this isn't what I thought it was. I need to, you know, and it's,
yeah.
it's real. So that allows us to also hold that space to mm-hmm. say, we need to make sure that we're getting the results that we need to be getting.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I would suspect that in any, and I'll just use my fitness background as an example, you do, it does have to be a good fit for it to work. For accountability. You know, like, you don't want it to be like, oh God, I've got to check in with, you know, whatever, you know, and then that doesn't like set the tone for like future success. So it has to really be a good fit, I would think.
Yeah, it really does. And one of the things that we discover, and part of this allows this to happen, is there are some folks that say they want to be accountable, but aren't yet actually ready to be held accountable. And I'm sure you came across this
Ton
in your
all
fitness world.
All the time.
Right. I mean, like that it's,
yeah, and
it's
usually
about all
in
things.
A case, and it's so interesting that you bring that up, because I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. It's sort of like the reason why people don't buy something. You know, it's like there's a lot of parallels between customer buying behavior and accountability. I really believe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but people don't buy really for two reasons, I believe. One is they don't know what they're getting. Right? They don't know the value. They don't know what they're getting. They question it. That's when we get things like, I can't afford it. I don't have the time, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the big reason, I think, is that they don't trust themselves to do the work. They don't follow up. So
I would
talk about accountability. It's like when people don't want to be accountable, that is usually what it is.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is that self-doubt in their ability to get the results.
Yeah.
And like I said, in some of our situations, because we start holding them accountable, it becomes very clear. It's like, I don't actually want to be doing the work. And I don't want to be pointed out that I don't actually want to be doing the work.
Yeah, I don't want to be reminded of the fact that I don't want to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to say I'm doing this thing. And it's like, well, yeah, you're busy, but you're not.
Well, and that's when like your no guarantee comes in, and it's handy. And you can say, this isn't a fit, we're going to move on, right?
Yeah. And I will say, most of the time they self-select out
that's
what happens. It's like, this doesn't quite feel right. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So when it comes to people listening who are coaches and business owners who, you know, have their offer, their one way that they help get people results. So what do you say with the importance of having some kind of accountability piece in there? And maybe it's not them doing the accountability. Maybe it's someone on their team.
Well, and so for me, that is the, when we talk about accountability, we've discovered there's three things that really make a difference in accountability.
Yeah.
So the first is consistency. And so one of the advantages of paying someone to hold you accountable, as you know, particularly from your fitness background, is they're going to ask you the question every week because they're paid to ask you the question every week, right? Or show up or, you know, do all of the things, right?
Totally.
And so a lot of times we're going to set our own accountability group, or, you know, you kind of do it on your own. It's where it falls apart, is because the consistency isn't there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the standard just isn't the same. You know,
yeah, it isn't the same.
And, you know, occasionally you'll learn, and it's just the expectations are just different.
Yeah. And occasionally you'll find someone who's at that same and you really can hold each other accountable.
Right.
But it's less less common.
Right.
The second thing is what we call focus. Mm-hmm. And that is that we're not looking at everything on the to-do list, because there's a bunch of things on your to-do list that you're going to do. That, you know, because you're going to do them, you just do them. So like the example I use for myself is I will never not show up for a meeting that's on my calendar.
Yeah.
That's just not ever going to happen. There's people that will, and that's, you know, I'm not saying it's good, bad. I just know that. So I don't ever have on my, you know, on my list for my own process to say, I will attend all of my meetings and be on time. It's like, no, that's just not.
Yeah,
that's not good use of accountability.
Yeah.
But potentially getting something done 2 weeks before a deadline so that I can do, you know, I mean, like there are things that I know that if I'm not reminded to do the way that I want to do and that we're paying attention to and that usually are strategic for me, those are the things that we need to get done. So when we're working with our clients, we say we only want to hold you accountable to one, at most three things. so that we're really focused on the thing at the time. Like I said, not the entire list, because a lot of that list you're going to get done. And then the third thing, which is the important thing, is the feedback piece, right? And one of the pieces of advice that I give other coaches and consultants that we fairly recently figured out and as part of the training that we do is if you can change the question you ask from a why question to a what question, it actually gets our brain going in a different
space. Change the why to the what. I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, like using your background as an example, if you're holding someone accountable to working out every weekday morning, instead of, you know, and they didn't work out this morning. And so instead of asking the question, why didn't you work out? Because what happens in our head is we immediately go into reasons and excuses. Mm-hmm. And often that little voice inside our head starts shaming and blaming. None of that's actually...
You can shoulda all over yourself.
Right, exactly. Right. None of that's helpful. Yeah. But if we change the question to what prevented you from working out this morning?
Interesting. Okay.
We immediately... Yeah. Get to the issue and the thing, and it makes it less about
change
us.
Change the why to the what. That's really helpful.
Yeah. And we start, we immediately go into problem solving mode. Now, you know, you and I can tell fundamentally that is exactly the same question.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
But even when you hear me say it, your mind went to a different place.
Yeah. But language is very powerful.
It is. And that why to what?
So when anytime you say, well, why not? What I think people are going to be on the defensive quicker rather than being, rather than using some introspection and saying, you know what, to your point, what prevented me was I overslept or whatever, you know, whatever it was.
Right. And so now, you know, if it's I overslept, now we can say, so what can we do to help make that not be the case?
Very
well, I stayed up too late. Okay, well, so how can we get you to bed earlier?
You know? Yeah, and you start reverse engineering. Yeah,
you start working back to actually getting to the root cause of the problem. So that what versus the why is kind of this, you know, it sounds easy enough because it is easy enough, but it's also one of those things that's really, I still catch myself. It's really hard to read.
I mean, I just think it's a pattern we get used to doing. It's hard to stop, you know?
Right. Yeah. But why ends up focusing on us where what focuses on the thing?
I like that. Yeah.
Right.
Neutralize whatever it is. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Which can always be helpful, right?
Yeah, exactly. So for me, that's where I think accountability is a key element for anybody that's doing any sort of coaching, consulting, advisory, you know, kinds of services.
Yeah.
We want to be really focused on that problem solving aspect.
Yeah,
of it, right?
That.
And we don't need to be problem solving the stuff that doesn't actually need to be problem solved. Back to the, you know, the focus.
Right. The focus
piece of it.
So I'm thinking about the business owner listening who's thinking, you know, this is something either I need help with or something that I could easily put into my program somewhere. And I'm just wondering what you could offer that's like an easy piece of advice, some easy tips, some, you know, some bite-sized tips, something people can walk away with.
So the first is the one we just talked about. The most obvious one
Why to the what. Yeah.
Change the why to the what. Like I said, it's one of those that's easy, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Catch yourself. I catch myself all the time going,
What was it? Right.
You know,
I get that.
And once you start doing that, I think what happens is it really changes the question and how you dig into the question, which will also immediately create a better accountability process.
Yeah.
The other is to really narrow in your scope, I think, and focus. Don't try
to do
and address all the
issues. Well, and I think the tendency for a lot of coaches is to do just that. I'm going to teach you my whole process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach you the whole system. Because you can't, you know, one piece just isn't enough. And I get that. You know, I think if you have a framework, it's like that's what you want to go by. But I think you also have to meet people where they are too.
Exactly. Exactly. And figuring out what really is the most valuable element and get that going and get that dealt with before you move on to the next thing.
Super helpful.
And then, as I mentioned, having one of the other things that we do a lot is take a moment to what we call review, which is look back, not just for what went wrong, but also for what went right.
Right?
Because the things that went right, if we can repeat those, either to get more of the same result or to say, hey, if we take this thing that went right and kind of twist it slightly and slide it into this slot, maybe it'll actually solve this other problem too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to create a new fix for everything.
Yeah. I think that's really helpful. And I think, you know, explaining it like that simply, I think is really helpful for people to hear. It might be something that people know on a logical level, but
right.
But maybe just letting it sink in and kind of think, you know what, that's a really good piece of advice. So I think that's really helpful.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, yeah. So those are, like I said, the review is a biggie because we get lost.
Yeah.
So much into the current, you know,
totally.
What,
yeah.
what we're doing. Mm-hmm. The focus. And like I said, the what, why is always.
Yeah. Yeah.
is
yeah.
always the thing that
I'm going to steal that. I think I'm going to end up using that yeah. too. How can people connect with you?
They can reach me at everydayeffectiveness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so via my website, you can, you know, there's emails to connect with me. And then my right hand, my accountability partner, and I also have a podcast called The Business You Really Want.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. I love it.
And you can find that at The Business You Really Want.
And so we can find that.
TheBusinessYouReallyWant.com.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me today. Really good conversation.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me again, Alison.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate it.
So, folks, you heard it right here. There's a lot of gold in this episode. So for those of you that operate businesses, that are coaches, that are service practitioners, or maybe you have a brick and mortar studio, maybe you have a way to hold your clients accountable, but I always believe that there's always improvements that can be made to any process. So personally, I think the biggest takeaway for me from this conversation is not why, but what. I'm actually going to steal that and use that myself. So if you know someone in your world who you think needs to hear this episode or think it would be helpful for, please feel free to copy the link to this episode and send it to them as a free gift from me. You're welcome to come over to my site at www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, and just hit the connect button. And reach out to us, and we'll be happy to do it for you if you'll just tell us where you want it to go. We always appreciate hearing from all of you. So if you have feedback for us, you know my DMs are always open. You can connect with me on my site, or you can find me on any of my social media channels. I always love hearing from you. And just know that we're grateful for all of you, whether you've been listening to me today for the very first time, or maybe you've been around for a while. Doesn't matter to us. We still consider you part of the family. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. We will see you next time. Bye.